KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
WADW from
NDR. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw.
NADRL, WADW. Hey, good morning, Dave. A little bit early. I'm showing about a minute out. Over.
Okay, I'm all picking. I'm all moving leaves out to the front, so I'm out here.
Okay, David, at ADRL.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net.
Okay.
My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey, Delta Whiskey. That's WADW. And I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or who are going to be in and out. Please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I have no traffic and I will be in and out.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. KE8PCQ, I got you down as in and out. Thank you for checking in this evening. 73 Sierra, have a good evening. Any others, mobile short timer in and out? Okay, none heard, so we'll go to EchoLink. Do we have anyone on EchoLink? Anyone on EchoLink this evening, please call now.
This is KD8ZXR, West Tampa, Florida. No traffic.
Okay, good evening to you there, Horace, KDA-ZXR, got you on the list, and we'll be back to you shortly. Okay, let's go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please call now.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw County, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township.
This is NAEUI Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
Okay, let me write down the list. I think they had a double there. We've got KD8PCQ is in and out. We've got KD8ZXR, KC8VOA, KC8YBF, NA8AUI, KD8MMH, NAKPR, and KD8PAC. Are there any others? I think there was one that might have doubled with PAC. Try again.
Yes? Hello, Charlie 8. See you at Delta Lima. Dave? Rob, excuse me, Rob B. Please don't traffic, Dave.
Dave, BS 8, Warren Norwich, in Cottesville Township. No traffic.
How did someone?
Okay, you need the call sign of the Cottesville Township station checking in. Did not get your call sign. Try again.
This is KF8BNK, Warren Nowicki in Cottesville Township.
Okay, I got KF8BNK, got you on the list there. And I got Rob, KC8SDL on the list. Are there any others at this time? Okay, we're a pretty good list here this evening. Very, very windy day today. I did work on picking up leaves, though, and my trees are still not bare, even with all the wind we've had. Back three maples are pretty much, they're almost bare, but the front trees have still got a lot to go. I got three maples in the front that are hanging on, and we managed to bag up another six bags today, so that's around 20 bags for just this week. So 15, I think I had 15 or 16 last week, or 15 or 16 the week before. So we continue on. Hopefully, I got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping that maybe by this time next week, the everything will be done, and I can manage to put that back, put everything away. We moved the John Deere with a snowblower on up into the garage area over the weekend. Got the trailer covered up over the weekend. So, pretty busy time of year. So with that, let's go to our list, and we'll go to Horace down in Tampa, Florida. KEAZXR, go ahead and stand by Rick. Go ahead there, Horace.
This is KEAZXR, Horace down in Tampa, Florida. I've been down here since about the 1st of October. Interesting trip coming down. Was going to come down 75 and get some friends in Tennessee and head down I-40. Well, the first hurricane came by and took out I-40 at the Tennessee line, so things changed coming down. Got down here just in time for the second hurricane to hit. Got here down on Sunday, evacuated on Tuesday, stayed out a couple of days, and came back Thursday. At that time, we were without power and water for about 5-6 days. No damage to my place. But a lot of trees in the pipe came down, and they're still picking up the pieces. They were all the old, big old live oak trees that were, you know, a couple of hundred years old. Other than that, not much else going on down here. Everybody's pretty well into recovery, and just settling in and waiting for the rest of the snowbirds to come down. This is KD8, this is the outside, back to net control.
Okay, real good there, Horst. Glad to hear you're safe down there. Yeah, the South really took a beating for a couple times there, so that's the... hopefully that will everything will get back to normal one of these days. I don't know about the care of the Carolina one. Asheville looks like this was pretty bad shape, so hopefully they'll be able to get their stuff back together. We'll be back to you for 73 round there, Horst. Let's go to Rick, KCVOA, and stand by Ron.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the group. Not a whole lot new today. I thought I was getting involved in a simple weather strip project around the overhead door. And as I pulled the weather strip off, a big chunk of wood came out, or so I thought it was wood. Someone filled it full of putty. Apparently someone ran into the door before and filled that in, so now I'm going to have to cut that out and put a piece of wood in there before I put the weather strip back on. So one of them things, you start off a little project and it ends up growing and growing and growing. As far as leaves go, I got leaves still hanging on in the tree. They're browner than brown, and I thought they would have fallen off by now, and they're still hanging right on. I'm thinking they're probably going to be hanging on for a while, the way things are going. The wind should have taken them off the way the wind has been blowing, but it has not. So I think some of them are hanging on for dear life. So I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCBOA, back to WADW.
Okay, real good there, Rick. Yeah, it always seems that when you start a project, you think you're going to have it easy, or you figure you got it all figured out, and then something else pops up. I know how that goes. I've had a few of them this year already. And I've got two maple trees. I'm not sure what variety they are. A little bigger maple leaf, and they're yellow, and those are really hanging on. I probably still got most of them on, and those are the ones that are the toughest to get rid of. And I thought maybe with the wind that we'd lose a lot of that, but unfortunately that did not happen. So, like I say, another week. We hope that will be done. Ron, KCAYBF, you're up. Stand by Tom. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight, hang on just for a second. Need to drop some power here, and I was on the full 50 watts, so I need the 5 here. So, anyhow, hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. When you do your break there, I'm looking for another call, see if he gets in. Jay Cooper, who's from MMR, picked up his ticket a couple of weeks ago. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie November Hotel. So he said he was going to try and get in tonight, so you may want to take a little longer break to make sure, see if you can get in. On the radio, I know he's got an HT at home, and Tuffy said to get in from the house. And he might be headed out to the mobile as well, so just check that out. For me, another busy weekend, of course, work all week, so I got all of the weekend projects to do. I did get a majority of them done. Again, leaf pickup is continuing. That will be for another couple of weeks. My wife said, yeah, with all the wind today, she sent me a text. She says, all the leaves are still hanging on the tree. They, like you said, they just don't want to give up. So, like Rick said. So I've still got a bit to go. The neighbor's tree, again, is still green. It is dropping leaves, but not at a real good pace. So maybe a few more weeks for that, too. Hopefully the winds today didn't help. They kind of blew it toward my yard, whatever fell, not into their yard. But I did get what I had cleaned up by Sunday morning. It didn't look like I had touched it, but we'll deal with it again next week. I got bushes to trim and flowers and that of the hostas and things that got to get cleaned up as well. Did get the oil changed on the motorcycle on the red one. The old bike, the 82, got washed, put back in its corner, covers on, tenders on, gas is filled up, stabilizers in the gas, so it's tucked away for the cold months. I did ride the red one to work today. It was nice this morning. It was 50 degrees and calm winds, so actually it wasn't too bad at all. Coming home was a different matter. It was about 45, 44, 45 degrees, and with those strong north winds, made it a bit chilly coming home and blow you around a little bit. So it wasn't quite as pleasant coming home as it was going. So more than likely, that was probably the last ride for the year. So it's back in the garage. It has to be washed yet. The tank's got to be topped off. Stable's in the tank at least, so I got some run through it today. But that's probably the last day of it, though. We'll see, but the colder temperature's getting here. And during the day, it's not too bad if the sun's out, but that morning ride or that evening ride after the sun goes down makes it a little tough. But that's about it for so far for the weekend. Like I said, a lot of other little projects got accomplished, but still some for next week. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, I did send a lot of my Whitleys to the east into my neighbor, so it would blow so hard that I had a leaf bag that was three-quarters full, and I turned around and I looked, and then the leaf bag had blown down into my neighbor's yard, so it was really blowing. We had some really, really heavy gusting there for a little bit. So, okay, we'll take a standby here, see if we got any more check-ins, and we'll continue on. This is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association of Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins for the net? Please call now.
This is Kilo Frank 8, Charlie, November.
Okay, real good there, Jay. We put you on the list. You'll be at the bottom of the list, but thanks for checking. We'll be the bounty in just a bit. Let's go back to the list. Tom, NADUI, you're up. Stand by, Mike. Go ahead, Tom.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, good evening, everyone. This is NAEUI. Hello, Dave and everyone else. Everyone's doing well tonight. Yes, the wind was quite fierce this afternoon. This morning, my wife and I, we went for our morning walk. Had a little bit of a northwest tailwind, so we actually, half our walk was easier because the wind was behind us, giving us a little bit of a push. On the way back, it was in our faces, but it wasn't bad. We dressed for it, so got that out of the way. Last week, I took care of the rest of the yard work. Most of the leaves last week were down from the trees. The wind today basically blew them all down now. So I'll tackle the leaves probably later this week. Get my lawn tractor out and set the throttle down the deck, and then the blades will mulch up and vacuum the leaves into the bag there, and that'll kind of be it for the year as far as leaves are concerned. I got the snow blower out, put that in my shed, got that all greased up and gassed up, fired it up, make sure it's going to start. It started up on the third pole, which is good, just get it limbered up, and so it won't be so hard to pull. It's got an electric start on, you plug it in if you have difficulty starting it, it plugs into the outlet. I have any difficulty starting it, but it's the pole starter. It started on the third pole, so that's good. And I fired up our generator to make sure it's all ready to go, and just in case we have a power outage in the middle of the night. So I got that started, and it took off. It's a Honda. It's a Coleman generator. It's got a Honda 11 horsepower engine, and it starts like on the second pole. Starts right off. They're a good engine. I have a push lawnmower and a Honda engine too, and I can put that away in the for the winter and then fire and start up in the second pole in the spring. So it's a good engine. But speaking of that, I shut the valve off on the push lawnmower and just run the engine till the fuel in the carburetor burns out and it's ready for the winter. So I still get the lawn tractor out for the leaves. Let me break real quick. See, Friday, my wife and I, we went over to the Festival of Trees over in Midland, Bay City Road in Midland, for a couple hours, and then looked at the trees, nice, beautiful trees. You buy some tickets, and you can vote on your favorite tree, and then they pull the ticket out of the tree and see if you win something. We didn't win anything, so, but like I said, we got $10 in tickets, and we just divvied them up amongst the trees. And, like I said, they're very, very pretty trees. Then we came home, and we got a bite to eat. It was kind of late, so we decided just to get a bite to eat. We went out to eat Jimmy John's, something real simple. And then Saturday, our granddaughter had her first basketball game. She's 8 years old. She had a basketball game at 8:30 Saturday afternoon, and she scored a basket. She was on cloud nine, big smiles, and she scored. And then after the games only last, they only stop the clock. The game goes for about 30, 35 minutes, and the referees are pretty lenient because you see a lot of rules, and basic rules that are being broken, like double dribble and traveling and personal fouls if it happens. You know, the referees, they don't call it. Otherwise, the game would last for hours. Based on the penalty, so she was. It was about 35 minutes, and we had to hightail it back to Saginaw because my Knights of Columbus council had a 40th anniversary, so they had a big dinner at the 5 o'clock mass, and we went to the dinner afterwards. And then yesterday morning, I had to get back to the church and help clean up because we had a pile of chairs and tables away. So it was a busy weekend, but got to sleep in a little bit this morning. Slept in until about 8 o'clock. Got up about 8:30, so. But that was my week so far, so. Had a good time this past week. It was busy, but it was a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control, and we'll everybody else has to say. So, in the meantime, this is NAEUI back to Net Control.
Okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, this time of year is really, really, really busy. So, I know I was hoping to get on, and I think there was a Ready DX contest this last weekend, and I was hoping to get on, but I did more work around here than I give it up. Then, okay, let's go to Mike KD8MMH. You're up and stand by, Bob. Go ahead there, Mike.
Throw me in and out, if you would. KDSWR.
Good evening, Dave.
Okay.
On our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Good to hear Horst in there. I'm down at Tampa. Glad to hear that you made it through the hurricanes okay. No problems. Kind of bad you had to do without power and water and stuff for a few days, but I guess as long as everything made it through okay, that's the main thing. Jay, good to hear you on there. Welcome to our group, and congratulations on the new license. So, glad you could join us tonight. And I spent Saturday morning in Midland. They had a VE test session there at the Salvation Army of the Midland Club. Helped out with that, give a VE test. Only one person, but they passed, so another new technician in the group there from Midland. And also, just like to say Happy Veterans Day today to all our veterans, and thank you for your service. So other than that, I think that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go around two days, so you can mark me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone, and I hope everyone has a great week ahead. This is KD8MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. 73, so have a good one there, and we'll catch you down along. Bob, at 8 KPR, you're up, and I'll take a standby again after that. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net? Let me see what happened. Oh, nothing serious. I started a workout regimen. There's a a place in Franklin here called a fitness center called Diversified, and for years I went there, you know, between November and April, you know, just to stay reasonably in some kind of condition. And well, when COVID hit, I hadn't been there. You know, I just didn't go back. And my wife and I, since we have we're members of Silver Sneakers, she goes, you know, we should go back because we don't even have to pay for it now. And I goes, you know what, you're absolutely right. I just been putting it off because I'm lazy. But so we started that today. A little bit sore. I mean, I'm not I don't sit around a lot anyways, but then during the summer and spring, summer and fall, I'm pretty much really active. You know, I bike ride, I yard work. Yard work's an incredible amount of yard work, so I'm always doing something. And, I mean, there's days I'll get 10,000 steps in before lunch. So, yeah, I'm moving. But anyway, just try that today, and I was working out some muscles I don't normally work out. And so a little bit sore, but we'll see what I feel like tomorrow, see if I go back for seconds or wait a day and then go back. But we'll see how that works out. But let me see what else. Yeah, the leaves. Yeah, the wind knocked down a lot of leaves. I still got two trees with probably about 20% of the leaves still on it. So I'll probably get most of them up this week, as long as it don't rain again. Well, it's supposed to rain later on, but maybe before that I'll get them up. But back to that. This is NAKPR.
Okay, real quick there, Bob. Yeah, I normally also start my workout regimen. Actually, we through the summertime I golf, so that's most of my exercise. But I actually go out to the Freeland Sports Zone here with them for Silver Sneakers, and we're gonna been planning that. But I've been doing so much work outside, doing the leaves and doing everything else, that I haven't done it. And I still have my golf clubs in the garage. I was thinking about going today. I'm sort of glad I didn't with the wind, but then I had to take my wife to the doctor, so we did that. But I'm thinking, I looked at for the weather forecast for next Monday, and it still looks like it could be one of those days. Our group, we have this thing, and as long as you can't see your breath, it's warm enough to go golfing, and that temperature is 47 degrees. Anything above 47 degrees, and we'll go out as long as they'll let you on a course, we'll do that. This WADW from Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net, and I will continue down the list. Mini, KDAPAZ, and standby SDL. Go ahead there, Benny.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on the net here. It's good to hear everyone in here. It's good to have a couple of new ones in there. So, anyway, it's good to have Rob back on. So, and I hope everybody is doing well. Finished up a puzzle, put that on the Facebook yesterday, and today I've been working on my Christmas cards. I've got 84 of them made out, and I think I've got about another 32 or so to go. And this is KD8DAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie. And we'll be back to you on the 73 round and puzzle. So, yeah, I may have to start doing some of that stuff, too. We'll see. Too busy right now, though, so... Anyway, Rob, yeah, we missed you, Rob, so glad you're back on. KC8SDL, you're up, and standby KF8, I know I don't have it right, ENK, but we'll get it right when we get to you. Go ahead there, Rob.
Very good. Good evening, Mr. Dave. WADW of the group. You know, Charlie stood out to me, Rob, today said he laid a hand in this. Many thanks for the kind words, Miss Benny. Yeah, Dave, I had a rather bad hair day last 3 weeks ago. I took a mini vacation courtesy of McLaren Hospital. What happened is I stubbed my toe last fall at an engine show, And my big toe, but what happened, it broke the nail, and that nail nicked my second toe, and it got really infected. And I noticed like, a few other times of the fall, late summer, I was, my right side wasn't really that strong. Unbeknownst to me, Dave, I had a, what I call a T-something, a mini stroke. No kidding. I had no idea, no symptoms or nothing. But when they got me hooked up and then looked for the cat in the CAT scan, and they did some more testing and examining, I did suffer a mild stroke. But I'm doing okay. I went in the hospital. They hooked me up by a 55-gallon drum of antibiotics for sick. Did that. They got me down back to earth there. And the toe, though, they unfortunately they had to amputate the toe next to the big one. But that got taken care of. There was a slight case of sepsis. Thank God, Dave, it didn't get any worse. That's a bad thing. KCAQ made Carol Moe stand from Bay City. That took Dave out, or I took Carol out a few years ago of the sepsis left. So that's a different story. Other than that, I'm doing good. Yeah, like I said, I got on the air Saturday morning, and I'm playing radio and having a good time. And by the way, yeah, Veterans Day, yeah, we have to thank all the veterans past and present for them and their sacrifice. That's why we have good things we do, especially on ham radio. All right, Dave, I'll hand it back to you there. Like I said, I'm doing quite well and getting back in the swing of things, and I'm going to just keep on going. So back to net control. I'll be around for the 7-3 down. WADW, KCSDO, take it away, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, glad that you're back. Glad you're doing well, and we'll be back to you on a little bit for 73 round. Okay, I got KFH, ENK, I know that's not right, but Koshville, go ahead with your transmission, and I'll get your call right this time.
Good evening. This is KFH-ENK. It's Warren Nowicki. First time on the net, new to the group. My leaves are pretty much done now, but I got bored, so I went out and looked for some more and found two friends with some medical issues that needed help, so that chewed up a couple of days. But that's about all I've got. I'll hand it back to the net, and thank you for having me.
Okay, real good there, Warren. Glad that you could join us this evening, and stick around for 73 round. We'll get back to you. And if you run out of work and don't have enough leaves, I got plenty. Oh man, I'll tell you. Sort of glad I got the riding mower with the bagger on, and actually I went out and I bought another leaf blower, backpack blower. I had a backpack blower, small one. But I got this great big huge one, and now this is really good because I can get them up in the air, and with that wind, they blow them all over to the neighbor's yard. So the neighbor's got a few more leaves than he had before he went to work. So, okay, let's go to Jay's up next. KF8, Charlie November Hotel. Go ahead, Jay, with the transmission.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Thanks again to Ron for the nice welcome and the invite. Voice for it's a little heavy here. I'm working out of a contraption I got put together as a basin at the moment, so hopefully you can hear me clearly. I don't do these. It's 18 inches and a half here. I let my other leaves take care of those, and it's very kind of a special setting that they're doing fine. Overall, things going well. Just getting ready to button everything up for the winter. Pretty much done. And, you know, my rest of my winter will be spent putting together file radios that I have for back in the house and seeing what else I can get done inside there. So, thanks to everybody, and I'll be done.
Okay, real good there, Jay. Stick around for 73 round, and if you have any comments or anything at the end there, we'll give you another transcription then. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list right now.
So we're going to go up to the 73 round here in a second. I'm going to take a standby first. This is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net before I go back up to the top? I guess not. So let's go back to Tampa, Florida. KDA, the ZXR, you're up and standby VOA. Go ahead there, Horst.
This is KD8ZXR, Horst down in Tampa, Florida. You've got the leaves. We've got acorns coming off the trees like mad and having to pick those up. My job is power washing the outside of the house, get all the dirt off from the summer. Basically, that's been keeping me busy and running back and forth. Doing a little shopping, going out to eat a few different places. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks to settle down. Got no big plans for Thanksgiving. Not heading up back up north for Christmas neither this year. Just going to stay here and stay warm. This is KD8ZXR back to net control and 73 to all.
Okay, real good there, Horace. Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner, we're probably having ours at here also. Look around. There used to be a few places that you could go out. There are still a few places you can go out, but I noticed that the cost is a little bit higher than what they used to be. I can't remember which one it was, whether it was the Apple Mountain or one of the other ones was, I think it was $85 a person. And what the funny, I think that that's one. And what the funny thing was is children 4 to 8 was only $27. And I started laughing. I said, that's a little high for a child like that. You probably feed them a hot dog or something than a turkey or the Thanksgiving dinner. But that was funny. Okay, let's go to Rick, KCA VOA, stand by, Ron.
Well, good evening again, Dave, and everybody on the net. I forgot to throw a question out there. I was going to ask if anyone had used ethanol shield. It's a fuel additive for, like, a fuel stabilizer. And if they have, what were the results? I'll turn that back over to net control 73, KCBOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. No, I have not heard of that product, but I got a note of it here. I'll look it up later. But, yeah, there's... I've learned of a few other products that that I'm sort of interested in. I know a few years back I had an oxygen sensor warning come up on a check engine light. We cleared it, and I have not had it come back since. But and we've checked it a few times. But there is an additive too you can use for cleaning your oxygen sensors, and also one that will clean your catalytic converter. So and I didn't know that either. I didn't know that was that you needed to do that. So I think the best thing to do is I look at my. My 09 Ford F-150, and I'm going, maybe the best thing to do with these new tires and all this other stuff, maybe the best thing to do is just replace the car rather than, or replace the truck rather than do all the junk on it. Okay, let's go to Rod, KCAYVF, and I noticed I got a pop-up last night of a severe thunderstorm warning. I was going to get on. I had a guy coming over. I sold my. I had a freezer that I had on Facebook, and I had it sold, and he was coming over to get that, so I did not jump on and do any with that. But I'll turn it over to you there, Ron. KCAYVF, go ahead. Stand by, Tom.
All right, Dave. Well, nice lead in there. Thank you. Yes, for those of you that. Yesterday, we did have a severe thunderstorm warning for Saginaw County. There was also a tornado warning to the west of us in Gratiot County
and there actually was a short-lived tornado was on the ground about 2 miles, but it was only about 10 yards wide. It was an EF0. There was also another one down in Holly area that was also an EF0. So, again, November, there has been a tornado recorded in every single month in Michigan. So just the right conditions. They weren't very strong, but they did spin up some rotation. The warnings did go out. So I know some areas, Minnie said she got heavy rain. I didn't hear. We didn't get the winds. We didn't get the, we got a burst of rain, but not a lot. So kind of depending where you were. Like most of the storms for Saginaw, they generally go through the south part of the county, through St. Charles, Chestine, Burke, into Frankenmuth, and then out toward, out of the county from there, or they go at the north part out toward Freeland. So central part of Saginaw County generally stays pretty clear of those, and it normally splits and goes north or south side ends of the county. So let me break. One other thing mentioned, coming up on the 21st is the next Aries training, but this isn't strictly for Aries. This is for anyone who is interested in Mishtastic. If you're not sure what that is, come on out and join us. It'll be out at Harry Brown Airport at 7 p.m. on the 21st. It is a 900 megahertz texting system, so when the phone companies go down, like AT&T and Verizon have both gone down a couple of times within the last 6 months or so, this allows you to text using a small little radio device that you can carry with you. I have a couple of personal devices. I have one up at my house. I have one in the vehicle. It allows me to at least transmit and connect with other of these devices. So come out and take a look, see what it is, what it's all about. It's a fairly inexpensive project. You can build your own for about $50. You can buy one pre-made, everything in it, for generally about $100. So not real expensive on these, and kind of a neat idea. We do have a couple of repeaters up in Saginaw County, one in Frankenmuth, and one in Saginaw at the Covenant Harrison Hospital. Let me break again. Third thing coming up, a holiday in the heart of the city will be on Friday, November 22nd. This is that Christmas at the zoo that we send out the radiograms. Jim Wade will be back up from Indiana to run the telegraph station, as he has done for, oh my goodness, countless years. I know we've been doing this for well over 20 years that I've been with the group, and I know they've done it well before that. But for those of you who haven't seen it, we take a modified radiogram and called a Santagram, and we get the child's name and their city and a couple of toys that they want, and Jim sends it via an actual telegraph station to his friend in Fairbanks, Alaska. And then from there, he compiles the messages, puts them in an envelope, and mails them to the city council of North Pole, Alaska. So every year, children that we get, which is, you know, 200-300 children that over the two-day period that send their messages to Santa, get them delivered to North Pole, Alaska, to the city council, and it's been doing that for many, many years. So come out and join us. Hopefully the weather is nice. We've had beautiful weather. We've had some really nasty weather for that day. So a little bit of light snow, a little cool temperatures. Come out and watch them light the waterworks. Enjoy some food, the food vendors that are up and down Washington. Go hear the choirs at the church down there in Washington, or take a tour through the zoo. They have it all decorated. So it's a good time, and Savara's last public service event of the year that we enjoy doing. And good having Jim up, for if you didn't know, Jim, we found out that Jim lives down almost to St. Louis, Missouri, and drives up every year to help us out with this event. So that's what I got for you, Dave. 73 to everyone. Jay, good to have you on here. Again, signal's a little weak, but we understand you're on the HT, but you're getting in full readable on it. So we'll get you set up. If you're able to make it to the training or the meeting there on the 21st, we can discuss a few other things. If you need help with anything, let me know. We got guys that'll help you out. So we'll go from there. 73, everyone. Have a great week.
And we'll talk to you next week. This is KC8YVF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Hey, I have one question for you on the Mistastic. Can you get that to interface with the internet also?
Not directly. This is it's basically independent. It's not designed to internet to interface with the internet, but there is a new program that is out by Scott. I think it's Scott that does in 3FJP called Mesh Sense. MeshSense. I have it on my computer here, but I don't have it. Anything operational, this computer in the shack does not have Bluetooth, so it won't connect to my Bluetooth devices that I have. And or I don't have any of them on the Wi-Fi network, so I can't connect to them that way. So it will do something. I don't know exactly what. I'm still learning on that point. But each one of these are designed to be standalone, to mesh together with each other's device so that they're totally independent of the internet or anything else. This is a fallback texting system in case the other systems normally, or the other normal systems fail. Back over to you, Dave, KC8YVF.
Okay, real good there, Ryan. I was reading, there's also a, and I'm not sure if it's out yet or not, but a Mistastic that uses a Raspberry Pi also, so I was thinking maybe they could do use the Raspberry Pi down to the internet and use it that way. Anyway, I'm just checking into it anyway. This is WDW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. Let's go to Tom. NAEUI, stand by. Bob. Go ahead, Tom.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, Dave, thanks. This is NAEUI. Not much else. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Mesh-tastic lesson at the next ARIES meeting. I have Mesh-tastic also, but there's a lot of little idiosyncrasies about it. I'd like to learn more about it, so the setup portion of it, all these other little options that you can go into the menu and you can set. So I don't want to get into it without some kind of guidance because I don't want to mess things up. So anyway, that's about it. I participated in a with all that was going on over the weekend. There was a digital net, PSK31 net, and it went on. It was a 3-day net. It started like Friday night and went on until I think 7 o'clock tonight. But I was only able to get on it for about, off and on, for about a total of maybe 3 or 4 hours over the course of the last 3 days because we're so busy with other things. So, you know, I got kind of a respectable score. It was an 80 and 40 meter only contest. So, we had some fun. You know, in between what we had to do today, or this past weekend, I had some fun. So, but the contest season starting up too with being inside this coming winter. I'm going to spend a little bit more time doing some contesting. So, but that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to say 73 to everyone and hope to hear from you all next Monday night. So in the meantime, I'm going to say good night. Say AUI, back to net control. Good night, everyone.
Okay, real good there, Tom. And I thought part of ham radio was doing something to mess something up. I always seem to do that, and I'm always seems to be getting something that doesn't that trying something that does that I think is going to work, and it doesn't work, and I got it messed up, and then I try and put it back to where it was, or at least so it works again. But I thought that was part of ham radio. Anyway, 732, catch you later down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up, stand by Manny.
All right. Yeah, Rick was talking about how these 5-minute projects turn into a day-long project. Yeah, I'm familiar with that stuff. It's my wife will ask me to do something, and I just like just moan and groan, and I'm like, oh, God, no. You know, because
nothing's easy, at least for me. I'm sure it's the same way with everybody. It's like you look at something, look at it, and look at it, and says, okay, I think this is what I have to do to it. And as soon as you start tearing into it, it's like, oh no. So a 2-hour project turns into a 2-day project. But yeah, that's just the way it goes. A lot of times my wife will ask me to do something, and I go, yeah, I'll put it off, like I'm sure we all do. You know, like, yeah, when I get time. She says, well, how long is it going to take you? I goes, I don't have a clue. But, here's something I mentioned on the net last night, was I ran into this program on the Internet. It's called Radio Garden, RadioGarden. And what it is you go to this website, and it gives you an entire world of broadcast radio stations. They're all little green dots. You just spin the globe around, and wherever you want to go, you can zoom in, zoom out, and you'll pick up that radio station, which is, I thought was really interesting. I mean, I've been to Europe, Russia, Australia. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Just check it out. It's called Radio Garden. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Dave. Everybody have a great evening or a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon. This is AKPR, back to net control.
Okay, real good there, Bob. And thank you. 7 trees. Catch us down the log. Yeah, as far as starting a project and figure it's going to take a very short period of time, I did that last week. I moved my John Deere up with a snowblower on, which I have done for many, many years. My John Deere tractor I have, I got a 12-horse John Deere tractor with a blower on it that I purchased brand new in 1974, and it's still running. So we have to do a little maintenance on it every year, and I know that I had not greased the steering portion of it. I noticed it was pretty tight. So I went in to try to do that. You got to go underneath the tractor and the Zerk fitting. There is a Zerk fitting on it, but it was plugged. So I tried to get the Zerk fitting out. I must have spent a good hour on my back underneath that stupid tractor, and there's not a lot of room to get that done. But we finally got it working. But like I say, it should have only took 5 minutes, but it took an hour. Just like everything else that happens like that. As we get older, Bob, and I know you're probably, you're in that category too, but as we get older, it seems that things take a lot longer than what they did. I don't know why. Manny, KEAPAC, you're up and stand by, Rob.
Well, good evening again there, Dave. This is KDADAZ, and it's good, like I said, it's good to hear a couple of new ones on there. And welcome Warren and Jay both there. And anyway, hopefully, if everything goes all right, my daughter and 2 granddaughters and myself hope to make it to Fort Wayne on Saturday for the ham swap there. So other than that, like I say, I'm working on my Christmas cards. I'll probably have them finished tomorrow. So this is KD8PAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, I hope you can make it to the swap down there, and hope you have a safe trip down. 73s. Okay, let's go to Rob, KC8SDL, you're up, stand by Warren. Go ahead, Rob.
Very good, doing a great job, Mr. Dave, WADW, there we go, in the group. Kill Chili H, definitely. Yeah, I was going to say, see about the radio end of it here. I noticed I usually check on that eCarsNet on 7255 over sideband. Yeah, when we had the time change, I noticed that when I didn't really notice it when I was in the hospital. They wouldn't let me put an HF rig in my hospital room. I tried. Anyways, I know the time change, the Chinese broadcasters, not FCC compliant, no ITU compliant. They do what they want, and they fire right up, right about an hour on 7255, and now it's getting worse. Yeah, it's something I don't like look forward to.
But propagation-wise, I know I've been keeping an eye on the space weather. It's been pretty weird. The A index has been really high, and the solar flux is pretty crazy itself. So, yeah, it must be time of the season, I guess. They mentioned something about the Northern Lights might be available there. Hard to believe in November, but anyway, so. Yeah, like I said, everything's working good. My radios are doing great. The $10 swan I got from you guys does a great job. That old girl keeps on lighting up the airways. Aye. All right, Dave, 73s. Have a really good week. You take care. Good luck. You got your John Deere restuff and everything. God bless you and your family. You guys and gals, me too, of course, are really fine people on the Savara Net. So catch you later, Dave. WADW the group. Kilo Charlie, Cedar 21, 73, Dave.
Okay, we're good there, Rob. 73, see you. Have a good one. And we'll catch you down the log. Warren, KFAVNK, you're up. Stand by, Jay. Go ahead, Warren.
Oh, this is KFAVNK. There I go. Nothing else really to add. Just want to say thank you to everyone on the net for having me. We'll be back again. And with that, I'll say 73 to the group and turn it back to Dave at Net Control. Thank you.
Okay, real good there, Warren. Yeah, if, you're more than welcome. You're always welcome. Everybody's welcome to this net. If we didn't have you guys checking in, we wouldn't have a net. So thank you very much for joining us, and hope that you're here regular. And there is another net too. I'll mention it on Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on this frequency, Rank Q Net. So you're also welcome to that one too. So it's basically run by a couple of the guys that's on here on this net all the time anyway. So anyway, 73, catch you later. Jay, KF8CNH, you're up for 73 round.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dave. Just listening, learning. Just a little bit of introduction for those that don't know me. Ron does. I've been working in emergency services in Saginaw County for 35 plus years, and spent a lot of time in emergency management working with Ron and the guys when it came to alternate communications from the normal emergency services. And so as I get getting close to retirement, getting set up so that I can chat with my friends in English radio, as soon as it makes sense. All in all, things are going well here. My Kubota's all greased up, ready to go for winter. And I did look at that radio garden website just quick. There's also an app for your phone. It's pretty cool. Thanks for the heads up on that. My day job now is in IT, managing all the voice-based communications for LMR across the state. And having a nifty little app like that is a nice to know. So, back to that for the state, to everybody that's out there. Come from a big, long military family. And that's about it. 73 is all you, and back to that.
Okay, real good there, Jay. And I think I've met you a couple of times also, but it's been a while, so... always, you know, if you have problems or need any questions answered, we have a pretty good group that can probably almost answer any question, almost. So, 73, thanks for joining us this evening. Plan on seeing you more often on the net as time goes by. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have any other check-ins before we close the net? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Okay, we'll make one last call. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the net
this evening from the group assembled. Please come now and before we close that, give you another chance to voice your opinion. Go ahead.
KDATAZ.
Go ahead there, Manny.
If you get Jeff in there, he was in and out there in the last third. I didn't know whether you got him in there or not. And this is KDATAZ, back to W8DW.
Yeah, I got him in there. He was on top of somebody, but yeah, I did hear him. He's got a strong enough signal. Thanks for coming back there, though, Manny. And 73, catch you later. Okay, this evening, including myself, we had a total of 13 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's set. This is Dave, WADW, and that is now closed. Return the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a report for you, Ron.
Okay, Dave, I'm ready for the report. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy number 147, routine, from my station, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey. Figures 1-1, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, November, figures 1-1, going to your station, Ron Huss, KCAYVF, break. Letter group Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday, net. Check-ins, figures 1-3. Traffic, figure 1. Time, figures 6-0 minutes. Break. And it's signed Dave, WADW, and no more.
Okay, Dave, I copy your traffic. Check your numbers. I've got 10 instead of 11. Is that correct?
On the check-ins?
Negative, your check number. I'll repeat. Savara, Monday, net. Check-ins, figure 1-3. Traffic, figure 1. Time, figure 6-0 minutes for a count of 10.
Okay, I do it with the automatic program, but I see I left a space someplace in there, so this should have been your correct number 10. I'll make a correction on that one. Thank you very much, Ron. 73, have a good one, and we'll catch you down the log. KCYVF, WADW.
Thank you, sir, for the report in the net tonight. We'll catch you again. And Jay, if you're still listening, thanks for getting in there tonight. Your second signal was much better. So I don't know if you changed radios or positions in the house, but it was much better signal. So this is KC8YVF Clear.
Yeah, I'm still here. I did a little playing with the reflectors and changed ground planes a little bit. Changed help a little bit, but still a little bit of work to do. So.
Oh, yeah, there's always a little bit of work to do, and I noticed my radio's back on track here. I was looking at the SWR meter for this radio. It was the signal going out and the reflection signal were coming back the same, so which made it a high SWR on it. So it's back to look like it worked itself out. It's where it's supposed to be, so those little gremlins, but
In ham radio, your best work on antennas is always done in the coldest weather, and we've done that before. We had to replace an antenna and a repeater on the grain elevator in Hemlock there in the middle of the winter. It was about 12 degrees out, and we were up out there for almost 4 hours up on the top there replacing the repeater and the antenna, which was outside in a box, so... It always works the best. That's the best time to do it. That summer stuff isn't good. It's always better when you do it in the cold weather. So thanks for getting in there tonight. Get your feet wet there. That's always the hardest part sometimes. And some guys are a little skittish to get in there, as I was when they first started. So you did a great job tonight. So we'll talk to you later. Hopefully you can make it next Thursday or next Thursday on the 21st. We'll talk to you later. KCAYVF.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.